All right, everybody, welcome back to the Overthinking Override, your daily dose of mental clarity where we untangle those knotted up thoughts and find some peace in this crazy world. Today's topic, we're diving into anger, that fiery beast that can flare up faster than a microwave burrito on a hot day. You know what I mean, right? Ever snapped at your partner over something ridiculously small? Reacted with road rage at the person who cut you off? Yeah, we've all been there. Anger is a natural human emotion, but it's not always our friend. Left unchecked, it can simmer and boil over, damaging relationships, creating stress, and even affecting our physical health. But here's the good news, you have the power to manage anger and turn those fiery bursts into flames of understanding and calm. So how do we tame this wild beast? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate those moments when your inner volcano threatens to erupt. First off, awareness is your superpower. You gotta know your triggers, the things, places, or even people that set you off like a firework on the 4th of July. Is it traffic? Are certain conversations like kryptonite? Recognizing these patterns is the first step in preventing an emotional explosion. You know those old cartoons where the character's head starts to steam when they get mad? It's about getting your own personal warning system going before things escalate. Second, take a timeout. When you feel that anger rising, don't react impulsively. It's like hitting the pause button on a video game. Step away from the situation, even if it's just for a few minutes. Take some deep breaths, count to 10, or do something calming like listening to music or going for a quick walk. Remember, reacting in anger is really productive. Think about it, have you ever regretted saying something when you were furious? We've all been there. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. Anger often stems from irrational or distorted thinking. When you feel your blood pressure rising, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Am I jumping to conclusions? What's the evidence? Often, we let our minds run wild with worst-case scenarios and assumptions. Think of it like that internal critic sometimes you gotta give that voice a timeout to. Next up, communicate assertively, not aggressively. Express your feelings calmly and respectfully, focusing on the issue at hand rather than attacking the person. Remember, the goal is to find a solution, not to win an argument. Think of it like a dance, both sides need to move gracefully without stepping on each other's toes. And finally, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're taking care of your physical and mental health with regular exercise, healthy eating, sufficient sleep, and activities that bring you joy. When you feel good about yourself, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges, even those fiery anger outbursts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a restaurant, waiting for your food. Suddenly, the server informs you they messed up your order and there will be a significant delay. Your stomach starts rumbling, your patience thins, and you feel that familiar heat of anger rising within you. But instead of launching into an angry tirade, you take a deep breath. You remember your triggers, waiting for food is usually a test of your patience. You politely inquire about the estimated wait time, acknowledge the inconvenience, and remind yourself that it's just a minor setback in the grand scheme of things. You even offer to help suggest alternative dishes while you wait. See? Turning anger into calm understanding isn't magic, it's practice. By using these strategies, you can transform those fiery moments into opportunities for growth, understanding, and ultimately peace. Remember, folks, you have the power to manage your anger one mindful moment at a time. So take charge of your emotions, embrace those challenging situations with grace, and let's strive to create a world where anger doesn't rule our lives but rather fuels us to be better, calmer, and more understanding versions of ourselves. Ready to put these tips into action? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and help each other navigate the ups and downs of life with a little more peace and a whole lot of laughter along the way. And don't forget to subscribe to the Overthinking Override so you never miss an episode packed with mental clarity and real life insights. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.